excited for Mother's Day this weekend. It's like my day. You know, it's like the one day that my husband might let me go the whole day without changing a diaper.
So what is it that you want to do this Mother's Day? What is it you're doing?
We're going to the zoo. And I asked to go to the zoo because, you know, we're members at our zoo. Mm-hmm. But also that whenever I go, they always rush through the gorillas and the chimpanzees. And it's my favorite thing. I could sit there
and watch them
for hours, for hours. So I said, I want to go to the zoo and I don't want to get rushed through the gorillas. I want to sit there on that bench for as long as I want. And I don't care if they're not doing anything and they're just sitting there. I just want everyone to sit with me and stay with the gorillas instead of rushing me out of that exhibit.
Mm.
That's it. That's all I want for Mother's Day is time to watch those gorillas without being rushed out because they're always off to see something else.
How do you? How long do you think it lasts before somebody goes, are you good now, Ma?
Right. Oh,
are you good? How long?
I'm going to say
7 minutes.
Yep. I was actually going to give it maybe 10, knowing that Hayden will probably look at her phone, mark the time, and say, okay, in 10 minutes, we'll start saying that's that. Right. I don't, you know, it's easier for Hayden because she's older, but Dakota has a mind of her own. Being 2 years old, you know, so she'll, her attention span, I'll give her 45 seconds. Yeah. We'll see. But that's all I asked for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Alicia, my wife, said something similar to me this year. She said, you know what? Every year I'm doing something for another mom, whether it's her mom, mom or grandmothers or whatever. And she's like, and I love all of them. Obviously, it's always wonderful to do stuff with them. But she said, you know what? This time I want to just do me. She's like, if other people want to come, that's fine. She's like, but I just want to do something I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my mom, if she's feeling up to it and healthy enough to do it, my aunt is going to come with me to the zoo.
Nice.
So watch. It'll be her. 40 seconds into the gorillas. Come on, Anna. This is boring. Let's go. And then, she, you know, her vote trumps my vote as a mom. So then we'll be moving on to the giraffes.
There's a mama hierarchy.
There is.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife Alicia to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Are you ready for Mother's Day?
I am. I look like crazy right now. I think my husband gave me his sty he had in his eye, so
are they contagious?
I'm going to the doctor's later.
This is the biggest.
It's very rare, but it is. You can get it from a pillowcase or a towel.
You know how this works, Anna, is that if Alicia can find one iota of somebody saying something on the internet, she believes it to be gospel and happening right in our household. So she has what she describes as a sty, but she's already admitted to me that it's probably not a sty. It doesn't actually look like a sty in most ways. And she's going to the doctor, and yet she's just throwing around wild accusations that I did this to her.
Okay.
Well, I've never had my eye do this, and you just had it.
Raven does get styes frequently. I've never heard of a sty being, I mean, I have to Google that. Are styes contagious? It pops right up when you Google it.
Well, I mean, of course, because yeah. People ask the question. That doesn't mean that that's what's happening in my household.
Oh, you don't have to worry about spreading a sty to someone else. It isn't contagious.
See?
Oh.
That's what I said. I mean,
so what? You just read the headline.
Yeah.
Well, if you actually like read about it, mm-hmm. It is very rare.
Yeah. Like,
it can happen.
You get to page 3 on an article that was written 30 years ago in Russia or something like that. Yes. You could probably find somebody that would say the other thing.
It's WebMD. They seem like they know what they're doing.
Pretty reputable.
I don't know.
I mean, anyways, if anything, they usually make you feel worse about what you have going on, not less.
I had a weird eye reaction to using Latisse. Do you use Latisse?
No.
Oh, well, then I don't know. I'm not sure. That was the only thing I had.
I was walking in from taking out the dogs just a day or two before, and I heard her scream from the kitchen. And as I've told you before, Anna, is Alicia doesn't respect heat, whether she's cooking, whether she's eating, whatever. She's always just the person that's burning herself. And she told me that she thought a bubble from the sauce popped up and caught her in the eyeball.
Oh.
So
yeah,
wouldn't that seem more like
what happened? I didn't think it happened, and it has nothing to do with me not respecting heat. The burner was all the way on the lowest setting it will go, but we have a crappy stove. The thing is psychotic. You put it on low and it still boils. I took the lid off the sauce to stir it and it bubbled up and hit me under the eye.
Oh.
But yet I gave you a sty.
You did. Because okay. This is on my lid.
Okay. So how's Raven behaving as a husband this week? He's getting ready for Mother's Day on Sunday?
I don't know. I hope so.
What are you, what are you guys doing?
I said I'm not doing anything this year. I said where I wanted to go. You guys better figure it out.
Yeah, we have a plan. So we're going out on Sunday to a couple of her favorite spots and enjoying some food and cheese. She was very adamant about a cheese plate and so forth. So that'll all be happening on Mother's Day.
All right, great. That's good news. That's got to make you feel good, Alicia, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll feel even better when he, you know, does the few things around here that I've been waiting for him to do, too. Maybe you two can do that on Sunday.
I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sunday. What does he have to do on Sunday?
What is it you're talking about?
The pile behind the fence in the yard and the broken linen closet door that's been broken for like 8 months.
We'll get right on that, babe. Right.
Yeah, right in between brunch.
Yeah.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
You know, Anna, I'm going to give him a C because he thinks that my eye is, you know, like a joke, but when he's going through it, oh my gosh, you know, it's man sick. Like,
no, I just don't think that I actively poisoned you.
I've been telling you for years not to wipe your face on my towel. It's gross.
All right, thanks for the C. See you later, babe.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Alicia.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. If your mom asks you, what are you going to make me for Mother's Day? And then as she's walking out of the room, you say, Siri, what can I make my mom for Mother's Day? That's all I need to know about you. Did you just hear Siri beep?
Tell Siri to shut up.
Relax, Siri. You're not my 12-year-old daughter. So Hayden last night, I like, was in her bedroom. It was right before bedtime. So I was like sitting in bed with her. And I was like, what did you and your sister make mommy for Mother's Day?
Right.
And like, I'm like a dork.
You figured it'd be something nice, right? The art teacher would, you know, task them with some pasta or whatever to put together a necklace.
I love that stuff. And she's 12, so I get it. They're probably not making me things at school anymore.
Right. Fingerprint paintings are gone.
But Dakota, my little one, is 2. So I thought like they probably were making something with handprints, right?
Mm.
And I swear to you, she kind of just gave me this blank look. She's like, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good. We got it.
And then I was not 3 steps out of the room before I heard her like ask Siri what to make.
Sometimes you got to type. Don't use the push to talk. Come on. Come on, Hayden.
I need to know about you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
What really gets me is I'm driving down the road and they see you coming and they pull out in front of you and go 10 feet and turn off. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, I can't stand that. Also, when the person pulls in front of you while you're in the passing lane and then slows down, that's the most fun.
Right.
I really enjoy that one.
Oh, yeah. I drove truck for 35 years, and I used to sing that song, you know, get out of the left lane and get out of the way.
The one I do is from Ludacris. It has a little bit different, but it's the same type of feeling.
Okay.
Move!
You better watch your
mouth.
Get
out the way.
You better watch your
mouth,
boy.
Get out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Get out the way. Blank move.
Okay, that's enough of that. All right, go ahead, Raven.
Well, if you've got no plan going on for Mother's Day, that's all I need to know about you. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Oh, thank
Anna
you.
Zapp, all right?
Thank
so today's the day, guys. I mean, listen,
today's
seriously.
Today's the day?
Well, if you haven't already, you know, like ordered flowers or made a reservation somewhere or whatever, like you still have today to put together something, right?
Yes.
Something with the family or whatever. So the main thing that I've learned this week is that it's important for you to make a phone call and an effort to get something done.
You learned that this week.
Well, I've learned it over the past 10 years with my wife of not doing that. So
right.
This year I've done that. I've made a phone call and my wife lit up yesterday when she asked me what's going on this weekend. And I said, oh, no, I already know the rules at this place. I've made a phone call. And she was like, you called? I was like, yeah. And there was nobody there. And I left a message.
What?
She was like, come on.
But because what it
is. Nobody called me back, but that's all right.
I think that moms are just usually in charge of the planning.
That's right.
So when you have a day when like your husband and your kids and everybody plans for you, it just feels really special and it feels really nice.
My piece of advice, if you think that you've sewn it up with just getting the meal or something like that, go one step further. Because that will be the detail that will actually surprise them.
Especially since kind of last year's Mother's Day was kind of a dud because so many kids couldn't see their moms.
Sure.
So this is a big deal this year.
Get out there and have a great day.
Right.
And happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Obviously, You need your mama to take care of you when you're a little kid, but truthfully, you need your mom when you're all grown up, too.
Well, I mean, she'll make you feel better. If you had a bad day, you need to make a phone call, anything like that, give her a call. She'll always lift you up, that's for sure.
I mean, mommy's always the first in person you call, no matter what's happening. If it's good, if it's bad, that's the first call, in my world anyway. But sometimes, even when you're an adult, your mom does things for you that she did when you were a kid, and you need her, too, because you have no idea how to do those things.
My mom still holds on to my birth certificate. She still holds on to it. The truth is I've lost about 5 or 6 birth certificates, and I'm pretty sure that she has the one with the little feet on it somewhere.
Well, I mean, that's a mom thing to hold on to forever.
Well, that's good, but whenever I need it, though, I just call my mom.
Yeah.
So sometimes when somebody asks you for their birth certificate, like I'm like, nope. Also don't have a copy of my Social Security card. Lost that years ago. She also knows everybody's address in the family.
Oh.
So anybody's address. Yeah. And their birthday.
She got it.
She remembers everybody's, like, off the top of her head.
Does she have one of those books? My mom still has the book. Like, the literal little book that opens, it has all the little tabs with the letters, and she has everybody in the family's name and address in there, and phone number and information.
Probably some version of it anyways. I mean, but when I ask her, it's like she just pulls it out of her mental Rolodex. It's amazing to me. And I can't even remember, like, my password on, like, the fourth website I'll go on today.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What does your mom still do for you even though you're an adult? Raven, yesterday, Hayden has been bothering me, my 12-year-old, forever because she's got this pillow. And I don't even know what it means. Mm-hmm. It's on it. It says, gamers don't die, they respawn. Which is, I don't know what that means.
Right.
but she loves this pillow.
Hit
right?
the reset button. She's back.
I don't know. I don't know what it means. But, you know, the seam came out and it became undone. So she has been bugging me and bugging me. So finally, yesterday, I go, all right, get in the car. We'll go to Nonna's house.
You went to your mother's.
My mom
to sew the pillow.
I don't even have a needle and thread in my house.
What?
I don't own it. Like, I just don't know how to do it. I can't get the thread through the little tiny pinhole. I don't understand how I have good eyes. How do people do that? So anytime anything has to be sewed in my house, we literally just go immediately
to
my mom's house.
You drive your mother's.
Go right to my mom's. I showed up with the pillow.
That's
I'm
funny.
Like, here, Ma. And then I sat on the couch and had a bowl of minestrone soup. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your mom still do for you?
My mom calls and makes my doctor's appointments, like my annual physical, my dentist appointments. And she says that she has the extra time to do it. So I let her.
Oh, that is so golden. Can't stand calling doctor's offices, being put on hold, going through like 14 different menus. Till finally getting to somebody. And then it's like, you got to play the calendar game. You're like, nope, Tuesday, May 23rd at 3:00. Unfortunately, that's not going to work.
Yeah, it's so odd, too. How do we know what we're doing 3 months from them? It's worse now than ever it's been. Thanks, Mom. Does your mom want to handle our appointments?
Oh, it'd be so great.
I'll give her a call.
Imagine.
Also, my mom is the keeper of all things I don't want to store at my house. So her basement has my wedding dress. All the china that I got when I got married 16 years ago that I've never, ever opened.
Put
still sitting in a basement. Kelly wrote on our Facebook page that her mom still picks up things from school for her. They work in the same school. So if I leave something behind, she'll go and get it from her classroom.
I love that.
That's great.
Right.
Yeah. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And even though you're all grown now, there's still a lot of things that mom still does for you. Let's be honest. My mom sews everything. Like, I don't even own a needle or thread. I just go immediately to her house. I'm like, Mommy, can you fix this, please?
Yeah. If I have any sort of baking thing that I need or advice on a gift, I call my mom.
Yeah.
She tells me all the time.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your mom still do for you?
Well, I guess the bigger question is what she doesn't do for me. She handled all my finances and legal documents. She holds my passport and birth certificate. She babysits the dogs, sews all the hems. She even knits us hats and scarves.
What?
And my favorite, she makes me a plate of my own cookies every holiday and my birthday.
That's how my mom operates, too. Cookies every holiday. And she brings the cookies, like, for the party. And then this one, she always hands me one. And she's like, these are for you. And it's a full plate or a full Tupperware. It's not skimpy, Anna. It's not 6 cookies. It's a whole other sheet of cookies.
Why can't you hold your own passport and birth certificate?
I've lost my birth certificate like 5 times. I'm with you, bro. I wish your mom would hold my birth certificate.
Put it in a safe. I don't understand.
Well, my mom has a safe. So
perfect.
She's all set.
Right.
You're going on vacation. First, we got to stop at mom's.
That's right.
I need my passport.
Well, you know, when you forget it, you know who's bringing it to the airport. Mm. Sweet.
Mom, can you come to the airport?
Best. Pack some sandwiches, too.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. What does your mom still do for you?
So my mom comes over to watch my kids when my husband and I are working. And my favorite thing she does with that is she'll wash and change the sheets on my bed every week.
Oh, that's the best, because that's the worst, having to change the sheets and knowing that mom does it and coming home to a clean bed. That's awesome.
As long as she's somebody that can get, like, the corner of the sheet all the way over the mattress. Because you know how you, like, sleep on it for a couple days, then it's pulling up? That's the worst. I can't live like that.
Yeah.
No, moms are good at that.
I don't have that problem, I guess, because my mom's so good at it.
Right.
Yeah, excellent bed maker.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your mom still do for you?
My mother-in-law, actually, she lives with us, and she packs my lunch every morning that I take to work.
That's good. I mean, earn that keep, roommate.
What does she pack for you in your lunchbox?
Oh, I want a juice box.
Okay, so she's a retired chef, right? So really anything I want. Why would I get lunch anywhere else?
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
I would actually be putting in orders. Yeah. Seriously. That was a good play, having her move in.
One of my least favorite things is packing school lunches every morning. Mm. Imagine if your mom could still do it for you.
And was thrilled to do it. Yeah. That would be the best part. Does it with a smile.
Producer John, what does your mom still do for you?
I've gone clothes shopping for myself like a handful of times in my entire life. The vast majority of my clothes that I own were bought by either my mom or my aunt, who's like my second mom.
Wait a minute. Your mother is still buying your clothing?
All the time.
John, like, you work in a professional environment and consider yourself to be a musician, and your mom dresses you cool? That's who you rely on to do that?
I mean, she doesn't lay it out for me in the morning, but yeah, most of my closets.
Oh my gosh, Raven.
But if he lived in her house, she would. She would lay it out for him.
You know what I just realized?
What?
When John started working with us, he showed up with this really cool Anna and Raven sweatshirt that's, like, not from our collection. It came out of nowhere.
Right.
And I said,
right.
Where did you get that?
That's right.
And you said your aunt got it for
That's
you.
That's exactly. She made it for me. She didn't get it for me. She made it.
Wow.
That's so funny. You know, I was making fun of you, Raven, because you said that your mom still has your birth certificate, and whenever you need it, you go to her house to get it.
Yeah, she's also the family Rolodex. I just call her for any address or whatever, and she just shoots it right over to me.
I think my mom has my birth certificate, too. I don't know. That's so funny, right?
See, I told you, I lose mine all the time. You're not even aware of where yours
where
is.
It is.
Right.
You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And even though you're a grown-up, there's still plenty of things that your mom still does for you. Producer Sean, what does your mom still do for you?
Well, my mother makes the best sauce and the best meatballs. So every time she makes it, I always ask her to make me a side portion just for me. Like a week's worth, though.
Right.
The best sauce and meatballs.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, you got to be careful, right? Because every one of us is going to believe that our parents make the best sauce and meatballs.
Unfortunately, my mom makes the most delicious meatballs and sauce.
True. My mom actually makes the best sauce and meatballs. My wife actually makes a close second, but I'm sure your moms are good.
They don't compare to my mother's.
Not at all.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your mom still do for you?
My mother still makes my sister and I Easter baskets for Easter every year. You know, she hides them in her house and expects my sister and I to go look around to find them like we did while we were growing up.
That's cute, though. How old are you?
25.
That'll end when you have children, and then she'll only do it for the grandkids, but that's how it works.
Yeah, my wife still makes it for Jordan, too. He's 24 with a beard, and I always want all the stuff that it's in his Easter basket, and she won't let me have any of it. She says it's all for him.
Right, it's for her son.
Well, where's my Easter basket?
Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your mom still do for you?
Well, my mom has the family Costco card, and I'm not paying the membership fee. So whenever she goes, she's got a list of stuff for me. Paper towels, TP, you know, boiled chicken, Ziploc bags, the whole nine yards.
It's true. They're tight with that membership there at Costco. They won't let me use my wife's either. So it's not a joint account. It's like a business thing.
Yeah.
So my wife has to go. She had to order the gazebo today for us, as a matter of fact. They wouldn't let me charge it over the phone. But I got that gazebo. Booyah.
Just pay the extra 10, 15 bucks and get the second card.
No, it was like 30 bucks. And I ain't paying that. It's the principal.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your mom still do for you?
Every year for Christmas, I still bring all the gifts I buy over to her house so she can wrap them. Like, amazing. They come out so perfect that it's intimidating to me. So the gifts I buy her, I just put in a gift bag usually and drop them off.
Cop out. Cop out.
You should at least wrap her gift, like really special as a thank you for her doing all your wrapping.
I mean, but look, Ma, look what I learned, right?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your mom still do for you?
I'm still on my mom's phone plan. I know. I'm 30. I talk a big game about how it's saving her money, but I mean, truth is, like, I forget half the time to send her money, and every time that I do remember, she refuses it anyways.
How is having you on her phone plan saving her money?
Because, you know, you add a line, and then it's only like it makes sense. Trust me.
I think a lot of people are still on their parents' phone plans. I was till I got married.
Well, whoever signed him up first, right? I mean, because it is pricey if you get your own. But also, you could put on your big boy pants and do it.
It's overrated.
Well, let's remember as we lead up to Sunday, Mother's Day, to give mom the day off. She doesn't have to do any of that stuff anymore.
Hey, the phone bill's already paid.
Happy Mother's Day.
Just all this Mother's Day stuff.
Happy Mother's Day.
Anna and Raven's Mother's Day melody. Over the last week, you told us why your mom was so great. Producer John busted out his guitar and he started writing songs about them. Now, Zach's mom is at work right now, but he still wants to surprise her. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, we're very excited to get your message about your mom. Now, I know you don't want your mom on the line because you want to surprise her on the air. So can you tell us a little bit about your mom?
Yeah, sure. She's a single mom. She works 6 or 7 days a week for me, just to provide for me and to make sure I do the best as I can. And she's given me lots of opportunities to do wonderful things, and I want to repay her in some sort of way.
Zach, I know why you didn't want to have your mom on the phone with you right at that moment, because you wouldn't have got through a single sentence of that, because you would have been a blubbering mess, and it would have been me too. Because that's amazing, right? I mean, what the struggle is for parents every day is very real. But when somebody is taking on that role by themselves, it's made even more so difficult, obviously, because you have to be the provider and the parent. Tell us a little bit about Zach's mom, Anna.
You wrote a whole beautiful essay about your mother, and you talk about the amazing meals that she prepares for you on a daily basis. What's the favorite thing that mama cooks for you?
I would say is when she cooks from the crock pot, and she puts it on the morning, and then when we get home, it's ready for us to thing. And some things are like chicken legs, where the meat has came fully off the chicken, or there's sometimes pork chops in there. And that's really good, too.
And early to rise for mom, too, setting up dinner like that in the morning when you're working all those hours, right? That's how you do it. I love walking into a house and smelling something that's been cooking all day.
I noticed something that you wrote, that you love to go on car trips with her. I love cars when I'm in the car with my girls because I feel like they're trapped and they have to talk to me. Do you find like that's your special time with your mom?
Yes, it's definitely a good time that we sometimes catch up with. We do lots of traveling. We go to Massachusetts to see a friend of ours, and then we go to Pennsylvania to see a real good friend of ours. We'll actually be still going to Pennsylvania since I'll be going to college in Harrisburg, and so it'll be nice to still be going in those certain places in those car trips with her.
I laughed out loud when you wrote that she goes to all the baseball games even though she doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah. I love the Yankees, and she has asthma, and her asthma doctor is not good for her, but she still does it for me, and it's a wonderful thing that she does, and I'm very thankful for that.
When you're a mom, you'll do anything for your kids, that's for sure. Well, producer John has put together a great song for your mom based on all the stuff that you told us about what makes her the best mother around. Here it is.
Oh, Mama Monica, we got an email from your son. His name's Zach. He's a nice guy. He said, Happy Mother's Day. He wants you to have some fun. It's party time. He said they got you working 6 or 7 days a week. All work and no play. But this weekend's Mother's Day. Go ahead and kick up your feet. Well, no baseball games, nothing like that. Anna and Raven want to have a nice chat with Mama Monica. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. I like how you got all gutty at the end. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Zach, for telling us all about your mom. And hopefully when she hears this live on the air, she'll be excited.
Happy Mother's Day, Monica. Yeah.
over the course of the last week. You've submitted at annaandraven.com all about your amazing moms. And now it's time to surprise the moms just in time for Mother's Day.
It really has been nice to read all these details about people, right? And get an inside look at people's families.
You know, Raven, it's like you always know that the moms are the heart of the family and how much you love them. But when you read your children writing these incredible things about you, it's so touching.
And we've got one of our super moms right here now. Hi, Arlene. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. We have your daughter, Stacy, on the line, and she had reached out to us. She told us what an incredible mom you are. And Arlene, in her email to us, she told us all about what a fighter you are, 2-year breast cancer survivor, and how you're getting ready for a different, pretty major operation next week. She said, even though your childhood was really tough and you're going through all of this now, it never, ever stops you. Stacy wrote that you always put your kids and your husband first and you would do anything for them. And then she wrapped it up by saying that you are a complete inspiration to everyone that knows you. Stacy, with that said, why don't I hand it over to you? Is there anything you want to tell your mom?
I just want to tell her that her 4 kids love her and that we're proud of everything she does and we're always here for her, no matter what.
So much of what we teach our children, Anna, is in the actions that we take every day, right? It's not even the things that we say. So your resiliency, Arlene, to keep going, to face these challenges head on is really admirable. Happy Mother's Day week.
Thank you.
Arlene, how old are all your kids?
29, 27, 24, and 21.
You got your hands full, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Well, your daughter told us all about the struggles that you've gone through and how incredible you've been and how you've been there for them. So what we had is producer John. He loves his guitar and he loves to write songs. And he's written a song about you based on what they've told us. Are you ready to hear it?
Oh, definitely.
Arlene, you are my hero. Happy Mother's Day to you. Not only a cancer survivor, but a mom who's super cool. Now Stacy said you're going in for surgery. Arlene, you're gonna crush it. Eye of the tiger like Rocky III.
Nice.
I hope you spend your Mother's Day with friends and family. I hope your Mother's Day is great as could be.
Felt like there was a little Bret Michaels in there. I got to be honest.
Yeah,
channeling
gotta,
something.
Broke it down like it was a rock. Arlene, what do you have planned for this weekend?
Just spending it with my kids and my mother-in-law and just looking forward to a wonderful day.
Well, happy Mother's Day. And on behalf of all your kids, thank you so much for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, get ready for complete chaos. Our moms have something in common and they've never met before. Ma, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so two moms.
Mom, we have Raven's. Yes. Raven's mom is on the phone too. We have all our moms on the phone together.
Oh, that is great.
Hello.
Maria, meet Maria. Maria, yeah. Maria.
Do you guys know you have the same name?
Oh, I didn't know
we have the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, Maria.
Hello, how are you?
We can just leave, Raven. Right. Let's just leave.
Right, we can just walk out of the room and let them talk for a little while. Well, all this week for Mother's Day, we've been taking listeners' information about their mothers. They've been writing us letters and stuff like that. And with that, we've put producer John to work making songs. We call it the Anna and Raven Mother's Day Melody. And, of course, we couldn't let the week go by without making a song for you both.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was really easy since both your name is Maria.
Right.
We just had to make one song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just one song.
Tell me something wonderful about your mother, Anna.
Well, there's a lot of things that are wonderful about my mother, including the fact that she's watching my child right now and she helped raise both my girls. Hmm. But also, she's an excellent baker. And, Mommy, what are those new cookies that you make all the time that we're all obsessed with?
Oh, the biscotti?
Yeah.
Oh,
and the white wine ones, the new ones.
They're just white wine, sugar, and all olive oil and flour. That's it.
Mm, yummy.
And they're delicious.
Oh.
Pop quiz, Mom. Yeah. What is my favorite cookie?
Oatmeal raisin.
That's right. Every time. For a while, my mom was making me oatmeal chocolate chip, which, by the way, my mom's oatmeal chocolate chip cookies are amazing, but oatmeal raisin is where it's at for me, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. Oh, sounds good.
Mm. My mom is amazing because, like you, she takes care and helps us out whenever she can at all times, including moving into my house every time we go on vacation to watch the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be doing it again
Oh, nice.
Coming up pretty soon and just always making herself available available for the grandkids too. She's always around and she always has the right thing to say. No matter if I had a bad day, Anna, if I call my mom, she'll make me feel better.
Absolutely. My mommy too. All right, ladies, here is your special Maria song. Check it out.
Okay, I'm listening.
Maria, Maria, that's the name. Maria, Maria, the name is the same. Anna and Raven, they both came from a Mama Maria. Well, Raven likes cookies, Anna likes cake. A good thing Maria's all know how to bake. If you are hungry, they know what to make. That's a Mama Maria. Well, Anna and Raven on the radio every day. With all of the outlandish things that they say. Little do we know how lucky are they to have a Mama Maria. Happy Mother's Day, Maria.
Did you guys like it?
It was great. Love it. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I really like it.
Right. Happy Mother's Day,
I'm
you
too. From ear to ear. Thank you so much. And nice meeting you, Maria.
Same here. Job. Happy Mother's Day.
And Mommy, when I come pick up Dakota, can you make those eggs that I like? I'm really hungry.
Oh, okay. All right. I can make eggs. No right. problem. All right.
All Happy
right.
Mother's okay. Day.
Bye. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
It's a special Mother's Day edition of Margarita Friday. Mama's 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What did you do this week to earn you that margarita? I don't know if I'm the only one that has this much anxiety, but I can't stand going to the playground. I hate the playground, mostly because my daughter, Dakota, the little one, she's two, she's reckless. Like, she has no fear. So she'll climb right to the top of things and then just nosedive off.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a swan dive,
right,
you know?
Right, catch me. Well, right. You've always been there,
well,
right?
That's
so,
the
I mean,
problem.
Are you the enabler? Because you've always been there, too. Like, I mean, I feel like if you let a kid face dig a couple times in pavement or gravel, you know, the pebbles that they use at the playground.
She doesn't learn, Raven. She
somebody would
it
learn
over.
A lesson, I would think.
This is how psychotic I sound on the playground. You got to go down on your bottom. Sit down. Sit down. Go nice and easy, please. But no, on your bottom. Sit down. Slide. Thank you. Thank you. How come no other moms are screaming on the playground? I
right.
feel like it's always just me, and it's just more like this. Where are you going? No running, okay? No running, Mommy? No running. What? Easy. How many times are you going to fall down? Easy. Go slow. See? Stand up, please.
See, yep. I told you.
I told you. I told you. Every I mean, time. I'm like, I told you.
I mean, that is the definition of the helicopter
I'm
mom,
such
right?
A helicopter
you sound like
mom.
You're in close quarters following her around, and I don't hear any other, you know, kids being actively stalked by their parents at that moment.
I'm the only one that goes up on the playground things. But, you know, they don't have... It's dangerous.
Right.
Certain, it's just dangerous.
Very dangerous. Right. Are other two-year-olds on the playground?
There's a lot of other kids on
yeah,
the playground.
But are they two? Or are they
They're
her
all
age?
Ages. And I don't like when there's a lot of the older kids because, you know, they run around... As they should, you
right.
know, it's a playground, but it gives every time I lose like 5 years off my life when we go to a playground. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week, Mama, to earn your margarita?
Hey, I totally earned my margarita because I spent Tuesday night at the emergency room with my 3-year-old after he ate, wait for it, not one, but two containers of Play-Doh. Like containers of Play-Doh, two of them. He was fine, and thank God it's not harmful, but he kept gagging, and I got scared that he ate something else and just wasn't telling me. So.
That is terrifying. My little one, my 2-year-old, she puts everything in her mouth. She loves rocks, constantly sucking
man.
Rocks, and I'm always afraid she's going to choke, and I always freak out. Play-Doh, though, I thought that they could eat, and it's okay. Two containers?
I mean, two containers
seems like
a little bit of a blockage.
It's like a burger.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't harmful, and they dealt with it. But afterward, like, he kept gagging, and it was one of those conversations of, like, did you put anything else in your mouth? No. So I was, like, terrified, like, he ate two things of Play-Doh and rat poison and wasn't telling me about the third thing.
Oh, my gosh. Fair concern. All right, well, enjoy that margarita, Mama.
Thanks.
It's Mommy's Margarita Friday, Mother's Day edition. We get it, Mamas. You do a whole lot during the week. So when the weekends come, especially that Friday night, it's nice to sit back, have a cocktail, and just go, What happened this week to earn you your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Anna Raven.
So, my daughter is pitching in softball. She's 10. Her aim isn't great. She throws wild. And I'm her catcher for when she practices. The black and blues, the agony of watching the games and seeing what she's doing. It's been a rough week.
Oh, my God.
I really have a black and blue the size of a softball on my thigh right now.
Well, you enjoy your margarita and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you guys, too. You're the best.
Hey, Mama, what'd you do to earn your margarita this week?
Hi. I need 3 margaritas this week. I found out that my son was missing assignments this April, and I had to help him do all these assignments and a project due today. So we've been going to sleep at 7, 8 o'clock at night all week long.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and no prizes for him this weekend. Was he lying to you and then you found out? Or just, you know, you weren't getting the information?
I trust him to do his work. He's 11 years old. We found out that he was missing work, so I made him do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
When Hayden gets in the car and she has big construction paper with her and she says, we have a project to do, my heart just falls. Because I was like, here's my weekend. This is what we're doing. Construction paper, markers, and glue. Great. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do, Mama, to earn your margarita this Mother's Day weekend?
Oh, my goodness. You won't believe this. Both my kids had COVID cases in their classrooms and were sent home to quarantine. So not only did I have to deal with both of them being home working remotely and me not being able to go to work, but now I have to work all this weekend on Mother's Day to cover the time off that I had to take during the week.
Oh, no.
I definitely earned that margarita.
Perfect.
You are 3 margaritas. That stinks.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your margarita and happy Mother's Day.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Eric and Nicole. Nicole, what's going on?
So our son is 26, and he has finally moved out of the house. You know, he still has the key, so he comes back in. My husband wants to change the lock so he can't keep coming into our house, but I just don't think it's that big a deal that he comes and stays with us sometimes.
Eric, why would you want to kick your son out of the house? Change the locks.
I mean, I'm not changing the locks. I'm getting that key. I'll turn you upside down and get that key back. Save the money. But why, Eric?
You heard what she said. This is not a boy. He's 26 years old. 26 years old. I was in the Marines for 4 years already. Nick, you got to listen. This is... Ask them. Ask them if I'm wrong. I mean, this is not a boy. This is just the way the world is right now. And the only way he's going to change is if we make a change.
So
I love my son, but I don't have to feed him until he's 45.
Wait, does he come back every day?
No, like 2 or 3 nights a week, you wake up, I go to get a gallon of milk, there's nothing left. And then everything, all the cold cuts, come on, Nicole, be honest.
He just comes and raids the fridge? Is that what he does, Nicole?
I kind of did that.
If it was just the fridge, it's the cupboards, the peanut butter, name it.
Nicole, is that true?
He does eat our food, but he says, not like he's so used to that. Why, like, our food should be his food.
Nikki, he took my razor blades last time.
All right. Let me just get a couple things straight here. So when your son is returning to the house, he's coming. I mean, is he coming in like a ninja? Like, you guys don't see him? You don't spend any time with him during that time? He comes in, raids the things, and then leaves, and he's gone and doesn't tell anybody, oh, by the way, you might need a new jar of mayonnaise or something like that? Or when he comes and he visits, is he spending time with you guys? What is that really like?
He comes straight from the bar sometimes if he's out with his friends. The other day, I woke up to use the bathroom. He was with 3 guys in the living room. The dog doesn't make a sound because he knows who he is. Everything from mayonnaise to my yogurt. I go to get my yogurt. I'm trying to lose weight. There's no yogurt left.
Eric, why don't you just tell your son to stop coming and buying his own food? I don't understand why you got to lock him out.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
Tell them, how many times do you have to tell them something?
Well,
this is a grown man. This is a grown man who has a job. He has a job. He makes money. But when it comes to his money, he's cheap.
All right, well, maybe our audience agrees with you that if you've told him, hey, stop coming here and getting all our stuff, you're a big boy now, and he hasn't done it, then change the locks. Go ahead. Go for it.
Toilet paper, razor blade, shaving cream.
It seems like a lot.
Right, but they may see Nicole's side, too, that it's once your baby, always your baby. He's out on his own now. Mm-hmm. This is his first time. He doesn't really know what to do yet. Maybe he needs a little more nurturing than, like, changing the locks and daddy throwing you out on the front doorstep.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Eric and Nicole's adult son, he's 26 years old. He finally moved out. Now, here's the thing. Eric wants to take away his keys because he comes back to the house all the time, lets himself in, takes toilet paper, maybe some peanut butter from the cupboard, eats all the food. Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you're coming over for dinner, right? And you're going to spend some time together and hang out. It's another thing if you swing by and say, Mom, I'm out of paper towels or I need some toilet paper or whatever it may be. It's something entirely different when you're showing up in the middle of the night or when they're not home and taking the peanut butter, taking the bread, taking the milk, finishing things and not leaving any notes. I mean, sooner or later, that does get tiresome.
Would you take a key away from your child to your house? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's a Couples Court, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side, definitely. I have a 26-year-old son, and he still lives with us. He has a bedroom and a living room of his own. We're allowing him to stay there because he's saving money for a down payment for a house. But he pays our electric bill, which is $350 a month. He goes to BJ's once a week and buys a whole shopping cart of food. He does chores around the house. He buys the dog food, and we make him have responsibility. If you're not making them accountable and teaching them how to take care of themselves, you are not doing the job a parent is supposed to do. I love my sons. I'll help them with anything. But if you're that old and you have a job, you need to, you know, pull your end.
She laid it out. She laid it down.
Your son sounds like the best roommate ever, actually.
You know, he does everything. He helps with the bills, and he has a year time limit to save his down payment for his house. He's been given that time limit, and
then he's out.
He's out.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. Yeah.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Eric and Nicole's 26-year-old son has finally moved out, except he's got a key to the house and he comes back all the time. He's constantly taking shaving cream, peanut butter, all the food out of the fridge.
Yeah, Eric loves his son, but he's like, listen, he never tells us when he's taking these things. Every time I go to grab something, whether it's a household supply or something I actually want to eat for lunch, it's never there. This has got to end.
So Eric wants to take away his house key. Nicole goes, what, are you crazy? We can't take away the house key from our son. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. Are you kidding me? He's 26. Take the key.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. You know, coming down in the middle of the night and having him there with a couple of his friends, it sounds a little bit unsettling. But you know something? I mean, I had friends with parents that they were like second parents to me, too. And if I was in their house at 2 or 3 a.m., they might be annoyed, but they would always find out what was going on with us. Were we okay? Everything good? Okay, I'm going back to bed.
But then did you go take your dad's razors?
The cold
and toilet
cuts
paper
would really make me upset. There's nothing like when you want to make a sandwich. You got everything laying out. The bread's on the counter, and now there's no ham.
Right.
Yeah, you're upset.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, you've got to change the locks and get a Ring doorbell. This kid has to grow up. Get him out of there.
Oh, man.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on the wife's side. I'd be heartbroken if my mom changed the locks on me. I mean, I moved out, too. I did the same thing, but I wouldn't leave her hanging dry, but I'm on the wife's side. I'd be heartbroken.
It's hard for me, I guess because my kids are little still, to think like I'm going to take the keys away from my children so they can't come into their home where they grew up. I can't imagine doing that.
It does sound heartbreaking. On the other hand, you learn the lesson pretty quick.
Oh.
You know, then it's like wake up call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Eric, our audience agreed with you this morning. If you've told him repeatedly to stop doing this and he keeps doing it, then Nicole, he can change the locks.
Thank you. Maybe there's hope in the world.
I don't want to, but I mean,
maybe we could try it for a week or something.
Well, you don't change your locks and try it for a week. So what I would suggest is trying to get the key back from them. And if that doesn't work, once you have some new ground rules in, then you might need to go next level. You should be able to make yourself at home in your parents' home. On the other hand, you've also got to have some respect if you know that it's upsetting people and people don't know that you're coming in and kind of raiding these things. That is inconvenient. You know, you go to bake something and you're missing one ingredient and nobody knew because your son took it at 3 a.m. because him and his friend showed up and watched TV for an hour after the bar, then yeah. That's a bit more than an annoyance.
Yeah, go look for toilet paper and not be able to find that.
That would be bad.
Right. All right, if you have a problem too, send an email at couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Is this James?
Yes.
James, it's your turn. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please step out of the room.
Sure. Good luck, James.
All right, we have $400 on the line right now. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You'll have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, Diana Ross rose to fame as the lead singer of the Supremes. Which one of her children starred in the hit TV comedy series Black-ish?
I don't know.
Number 2, Will Smith showed off his dad bod and announced a YouTube series about getting back into shape. Which one of his Suicide Squad castmates was nominated for an Oscar for Best Actress this past award show?
I don't know.
Number 3, karaoke company named the top 20 most popular karaoke songs right now. Number 3, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. Number 2, Tones and I, Dance Monkey. And the number 1 song is a Disney song that Elsa sang in Frozen. What song is that?
Let It Go.
Number 4, Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch was voted the top TV mom of all time. What actress played the original Carol Brady?
Meredith Baxter.
And number 5, Crocs is giving away 50,000 pairs to nurses to celebrate National Nurses Week. Justin Bieber sent his branded Crocs to what celebrity, and she posted a thank you and said she would never wear them?
I don't know.
All right, James. No, I don't know.
Yo.
James only got 1 right this morning.
Oh, not too good, James. $400. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Diana Ross rose to fame as the lead singer of the Supremes. Which one of her children starred in the hit TV comedy series Black-ish?
That's Tracy Ross.
Tracy Ellis Ross. I'll give it to you. Yep.
Well, I mean, right.
Number 2, Will Smith showed off his dad bod and announced a YouTube series about getting back into shape. Which one of his Suicide Squad castmates was nominated for an Oscar for Best Actress this past award show?
That's easy. Viola Davis.
That's right. Number
She's
3.
She's mean in that movie.
Yep. Karaoke company named the top 20 most popular karaoke songs right now. Number 3, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. Okay. Number 2, Tones and I, Dance Monkey. And the number 1 song is a Disney song that Elsa sang in Frozen. What is it?
I'll just take a shot and say Let It Go.
That is correct. Number 4, Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch was voted top TV mom of all time. What actress played the original Carol Brady?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember.
Florence Henderson.
Yes.
Number 5, Crocs is giving away 50,000 pairs of nurses to celebrate National Nurses Week. Justin Bieber sent his branded Crocs to what celebrity, and she posted a thank you and said she would never wear them.
It's Victoria Beckham. Watch your tongue, Victoria. Be nice.
She wears sky-high heels. Like, she's not going to put on a pair of Crocs for Justin Bieber.
Just be nice.
All right. I'm sorry, James. Raven beat you 4-1 this morning. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is James, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, James. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time, man. Enjoy that shirt, buddy. $500 on Monday.